From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. New York One reports that four Democrats vying for the nomination to run for Attorney General in New York squared off August 28th. At the debate in New York City between Fordham University law professor Zephyr Teachout, New York City public advocate Latia James, Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, and lawyer Lacia Eve, topics included independence from Governor Andrew Cuomo, corporate donations, and criminal justice reform. Eve said to Teachout about her loss in the primary for governor in 2014 and the New York 19th congressional election in 2016, and I quote, "You call yourself an outsider, but are you really an outsider or an insider who has never won a race?" End quote. Teachout answered in the debate's most memorable moment, and I quote, "Yes, I'm persistent," end quote. All four agreed on targeting public corruption and reforming the criminal justice system as goals if elected. The four are on the September 13th primary ballot, with the winner facing Republican Keith Woodford in November's election. Acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood chose not to run and was appointed to the position after Democrat Eric Schneiderman resigned after several women accused him of physical abuse. Schneiderman denies those allegations. Read the full story at the New York One website. Emily Masters reports in the Albany Times-Union, there have been three hiking accidents near Hunter in Greene County in the past week, with one man dead, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. On Tuesday, August 28th, forest rangers were called to rescue a 16-year-old YMCA camper who was climbing a waterfall and was hit by a falling rock and knocked unconscious in a pool of water. Paramedics got the hiker out after 5 hours and took him to Columbia Memorial Hospital. On August 25th, it took seven rangers and local firefighters and paramedics to get a 37-year-old man from Binghamton with an injured knee out of the woods in a helicopter. And on August 24th, a 65-year-old Rhinebeck man hiking a trail in Catskill Wild Forest collapsed and died. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Daniel Zuckerman and Columbia Green Media report Greene County legislators agreed last week passing a resolution advocating for shared services. Lee Palmateer, Democrat of Athens, and Harry Lennon, Democrat of Cairo, were missing from the vote. The resolution says they will work together updating and modernizing streetlights in the county, but there was nothing about sharing the services of the Columbia County Jail. Currently, the county's jail is closed and with Greene sharing services with the Ulster County Jail. Governor Andrew Cuomo made local municipalities sharing services a mandate recently. But Lexington Town Supervisor John Berger says legislators have done everything possible. He said, and I quote, "We already share as much as we can. If we could find something more to share, we would," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Friedman reports that there will be a series of hearings from the Greene County Department of Human Services to hear comments on its 2019 service plan. There will be hearings in Jewett, Durham, Athens, and New Baltimore about county services for the elderly. The hearings will be held at 11:15 a.m. September 26 at the Jewett Municipal Building, Route 23C in Jewett, at 7:30 p.m. October 2nd, at the Durham Town Hall Building, 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham, at 1:15 p.m. October 22nd, at the Rivertown Senior Center, 39 2nd Street in Athens, and at 7 p.m. October 22nd, at the New Baltimore Town Hall, 3809 County Route 51 in New Baltimore. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.